Raisa Chosa Kutuf. It was a little bit less than Gimelugim of water. You did not have exactly Gimelugim, a little bit less. Now, Shanof, Latoicha Kutuf Yayin. A little bit wine now fell into this water. And now together you have Gimelugim. So in this case, Omarehem Kimariyayin, it looks like wine. Vinofel, the Nikra falls into the Nikra. Leipaslu, it does not pass the Nikra. But you know why? Because you never had Gimel Lugim Mayim. You started out with a drop less than that. That's why it does not pass the mikvah. But Mashmi, if you would start out with a complete Gimel Lugim of Mayim, then even though wine falls into it, still, paslu, it would pass the mikvah. So that's like Rebbe Chiya. V'chein, the same halacha, Gimel Lugim Mayim, you have three Lugim of water. Chosa Kutuf, it's missing a drop. It's missing another small measurement from the Gimelugim. Now, Shenof L'Toichon Kutuf Cholov. A little bit milk falls into this water, and together you have Gimelugim. And here, Omarein Kamaramayin, it even looks like water. Now it looks like you have Gimelugim of water, because the milk looks like water. The Nofel, the Mikvah, falls into the Mikvah, Loipaslu. The Tanakama holds life paslu, does not pasul the mikvah. Because according to the Tanakama, in order to make the mikvah pasul, you need actually, really, gimel lugim mayim. Nothing can make up for water. If you have gimel lugim of mayim water, mayim shuvim, if that falls into the mikvah, paslu. But as long as you started out with a drop less than gimel lugim, even though it was wine that finished it, or even milk that looks like water, so what? You do not have Gimelugim, therefore life paslu. However, Reb Yechanan ben Uri Yomer, HaKel Herlach Achra Mara. Everything goes after the Mara, we have to see, look at what the color is. In other words, if it looks like wine, it has a lach like wine. Therefore, wine does not pass the mikvah. But when milk falls in, since the Maisa now it looks like water, that's called, you have Gimelugim of Mayim, that will pass the mikvah. Therefore, when Rav before said that even when you have Gimel Lugim of Mayim, but a little bit wine fell in and it changed the color, so Rav said it does not pass the mikvah, that goes according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri says, we go after the color, chazusa. So since this water now looks like wine, it has a locha like wine, and therefore does not pass the mikvah. A Gershon Shalom was, if you make a bracha baruch regofen, I'm not sure. I don't think you make a baruch regofen according to this Svara. It's only a Svara in Mayim Shuvim, this Tzul Drabonin, that you go after Chazusa. Because the Maisi have, you know, it's such a proportion of water over the wine. This is a drop of wine in there. It doesn't taste like wine. Just the Chazusa, it looks like wine. See also, this Tzul of Gimel Lugim Mayim, it has to look like water. If it looks like wine, that's enough to make a kosher. For Rav, Kavosei Sovalei, and Rav holds like Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri. Now the Gemara asks the question, is this true that Rav is saying Rav could only go according to Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, but not according to the Tanakama? I voho mi boi boi le Rav Papa. Rav Papa had a doubt about this. The boy Rav Papa, Papa had a doubt and asked the question like this. The boy Rav Papa, Rav Tony, when Rav learned his Brisa, is it true that Rav learned the way we learned it? Chosa Kutuf Bereisha, that the reason why Tanakama says it does not passel only because it's missing the Kutuf, it's missing Kutuf of water. Avol, but if it would have been Shloisha Lugim, really three Lugim of water, a Tanakama Pasli, according to Tanakama, it would passel the mikvah. Even though wine falls in and it looks like wine, so what? The Tanakam holds, if you have really Gimel Lugim Mayim, that could pass the mikvah. If so, and then the Yosef Rabbi Yechanan comes to Av Yulamein, he comes to teach us, that no, HaKel Holach Achra Mara, you have to look the way it looks right now. If this water changed and now looks like wine, since it looks like wine, negated to this halach of mikvah, it's called Yain, it would not pass the mikvah. If so, V'rav diyomak Rabbi Yechanan Manuri. According to this, it's very good. That's Rav's pshat also, that when Rav said before that if you have a color of wine, it's light plus lu, that only goes according to Rabbi Yechanan Manuri. But according to the Tanna Kamma, once you have Gimel Lugim Mayim, even though some wine would fall in and it would look like wine, still paslu. That's one way to learn. But the Papa had a doubt, I do, and maybe no. Maybe Rav Loitoni Chos Akutav Resha. When Rav learned this price in a Tanna Kamma, he did not learn that it was missing a Kutav of water. But rather, we're talking about even if you have Gimel Lugim Mayim, and some wine falls in, everybody agrees that the fact the wine changes the color and now it's called wine, everybody agrees it has a name of wine and lepaslu. And then Rav would be saying, even according to the Tanna Kamma, the Tanna Kamma was not geris chos akutav. Then what's the machlekes? Reb Yochanan ben Nuri ki polig, where does he argue? I say for the polig, it's only a machlekes in the sefer with milk. There we have to be geris. You have three lugim, a drop less, you are missing a kurtov of water, and now you put milk in there. That's the machlokes. The Tanna Kamma still says life paslu. Since you do not have really three lugim of water, even though it looks like water, but since the last drop was made up from milk, that's not called water. That's the only machlokes. But in a case where you put wine into the water, that the wine makes the water look like wine, could be everybody holds loy paslu. And if so, for Rav Diyama Kedivri Akil, so Rav Papa had a doubt, maybe Rav goes according to everybody. Even the Tanna Kamma would agree that when wine falls into water and makes the water look like wine, it's called wine, and by wine there's no psul of Mayim Shuvim. Wine will not pass on the mikvah. Salas Rav is saying so clearly. Rav only goes according to Rav Yechanon, Rav Papa had a doubt. Sumor says true, L'Rav Papa mi boile. Rav Papa had a doubt. What's the pshat? How did Rav learn this braisa? But I'll tell you, the Rav pshitale. Rav could have you on Rav Papa. Rav was pshitam, that even Rav, when he learned this braisa, he was gerus in the beginning, chosta kurtif. That's what a Tanna Kamma says is kosher. But if it would have been really gimelu gimayim, even though wine falls in, it would be paslu. So Rav that says loy paslu goes only according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Omer Rav Yosef Reisif now, he was really Abaye's Rebbe, but his old age he forgot his learning. Rav Yosef became sick and he forgot his learning. So now when he forgot, he said, Omer Rav Yosef, Leishmili Hoshmaitato. I do not like this halacha that you're telling me over in the name of Rav. I don't like this. Because he argues on it. Omer Lai Abaye, Abaye says back to his Rebbe, why? Atomato Nahalon. Because now Abaye was reminding Rav Yosef how he taught them. You yourself, our Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, you yourself taught us. This is the way you taught us. That the Rav, loitoni chosakuta bereisha. You taught us that Rav learned like one side of Rav Papa, that he was not gerus in the Tanna Kamma chosakuta. But rather, the Tanna Kamma holds, even though you have gimel lugimayim, if wine falls in, it changes into wine, and loy paslu. For Rav Yechanan, where does he argue? I say for Poli. He only argues in the Sefer. And the Sefer, when you have a little bit less water, and now milk falls in, and milk makes it into Gimelugim, since it looks like water, so Rabbi Yechanan says it passes the Mikvah, the Tanna Kamma says even there it does not passel. If so, for Rav Diyama Kedivri Akil, and according to the way Rabbi Yosef first learned, Rav comes out good according to everybody. Everybody would agree to Rav, that even though you really have Gimelugimayim, but since a drop of wine fell into it, and now it looks like wine, water that changes its colors, it looks like wine, it's called diluted wine now, and therefore loy paslu. So everybody would hold like Rav. Now another Chiddush. The Yomer Rav Yehuda Marav, again, was saying over these halachas that Rav Yehuda Marav said, another Chiddush. Chov yis malei yamayin. You have a barrel full of water. So it's mayim shuvim. You can't use it for mikvah. But shenoflu liyam hagodol. It fell into the Yam HaGadol. Now the Yam HaGadol especially doesn't move. It's very still. The water is very still in the Yam HaGadol. So therefore he says we're afraid that HaTovul Shom, if somebody would go to the mikveh there, in that same place where you deposit the barrel of water. You had a barrel of water and you put it into the Yam HaGadol, and obviously you took away the barrel, and now we're afraid the water is staying still in the same place that you put it there. So somebody that's Tomei would now go to be Tovel in the Yam HaGadol. So Rav says, Lo Yosel Tfila. You should know that person is not Tor. We have to be afraid
Chayshinam, we're afraid, Leshloishim Lugin, Shlayi of Amokim Echod. We're afraid that maybe those Gimel Lugim of water that you put there, that came out of the barrel, is still stationary in one place, and therefore when you went to the mikvah, you went into those Gimel Lugim. That's the way Rashi's Ger is here, to have a Ger is water. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat, because we know the Loch of Mayim Shuvim, when it becomes attached to a mikvah, the mikvah is matari the water.
Yeah.
Every mikvah, every bor is mayim shuvim. Then we open up the hole, and the water is touched, and with hashoka, the water becomes tor. So what am I afraid over here? That these gimel lugim are staying still. And therefore, when you go into it, it's not a kosher tefillah. You're in the yamagoda though. It's, what? Even if it stays still, but the waters are touching, it's touching. So it's called hashoka. So therefore, Tosfos Geres even here is talking about with wine. Not water, but wine. But Rashi himself answers himself. Rashi says, it's not the question that the tefillah doesn't help, but there's a new drabbanim de galocha. If somebody goes into gimel lugim mayim shuvim, his body is tamei v'ilchus truma. For truma, you become tamei. That's a locha there in the yutches dvarim, drabbanim gozru, that reish of rubai goes into mayim shuvim, so you become tamei for the mikvah. So Rashi learns, for that halacha, hashoka doesn't help. Hashok only helps to make the mikvah part of the mikvah, the water part of the mikvah. It takes away the tefillah, you become tor. But for this new gzerim drabonim, that habor roish of rubai, begin the lug, yamayim shuvim, that it does not help hashok. So that's the Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, even if he's tor, it won't make a difference. Rashi says like this. Layosla tefillah shema komayim shem bechavis oimdim yachad v'shema bozeh roish of rubai v'mayim shuvim. That's a new thing. V'zeechem min ha'poistim et ha'truma. That's a new gzerim d'rabbanan. If you put your body into gimel lugim mayim shuvim, that makes you poistim et ha'truma. So for this gzerim it doesn't help hashok. Okay, that's this chiddush here. How exactly work? Some say you are tor, become tum again, and some, since you have a suffix, you remain with the old tumor. That's a question in the Dachrayim talk about it. It says Lashon Loyos, the tefillah does not help. Right. Now the Gemara says, V'davka liyamagodl, this is only possible by the yamagodl. Why? To koi the kaim, it stays still. The water does not move. Avonahara biyam, any other water, any other ocean, loy, we're not afraid of this. When you leave the water there, it gets mixed up, it doesn't stay in one place. Yeah, Mediterranean. The Dead Sea. Tanya Nami, let's go. Tanya Nami, Yochanan is also. Tanya Nami, Yochanan is also. Tanya Nami, Yochanan, another proof of this. Here's the silly yayin, though. Chavius Malaya yayin, you have a barrel full of wine. Malaya yayin. Shenofel Yamagodl, this wine falls into the Yamagodl. So says our table shum, somebody goes into the mikvah there, loyosu la tefila. See, he can learn good that he's not torn at all. Because if you table in wine, wine is no din hashaka. Even if wine is attached to the mikvah, the wine itself, you cannot be table in. See, he can learn good that the wine stays by itself, and therefore the wine is not a mikvah, you can't be table in the wine. So a person goes down there, we have to be afraid part of his body at all times was in that wine. So loyosu la tefila is no good. Because Chashinim were afraid, L'shleish Lugim Shuvim, you know, Russian Shuvim shouldn't really be here, we really were afraid that there's wine here, Shuvim, Shleyi B'mokim Echad. We're afraid that maybe that water stayed together, at least that wine all stayed together, and when you go into the mikvah now, you're like touching that wine, that part of your body is like not in the mikvah, and therefore it does not help. So it's just the Tanya Nami Hochi, that in the Yam HaGadol, the water, the wine, whatever you put in there, stays together. V'chein the same halacha, v'chein kikash of truma. The same thing, you have a piece of bread of truma, shenoflu sham, it would fall there into that wine or into that place where you deposited the wine, tamei. The bread now becomes tamei. Why? Because we're afraid when the first person that was tamei went into the Yamagodol, he touched that yayin, he was metame the yayin. Since it was metama the yayin, now when the kikar falls there, the yayin is metama the kikar. Or for the same reason, in the Yamagodol, we're afraid you put something there, it's still there, it stays together. So now ask the question, my v'chein, what's the chiddush of the kikar pshita? So it says, no. Ma the time, I would have thought there's a big difference. Hosamuki gavra chazoke. Over there, the person before he went to the mikveh here, he was tamei. So we have a doubt now whether he made a good tefillah or not. Is the gimel lugim amayim shuvim or yain still there? So we have a doubt if it's there or not. We say leave him on his chazaka from before. He's still tamei, even though it's only a doubt. But since we know for sure he was tamei before, therefore we'll say he's still tamei now. But hoch over here, it's a good piece of bread. It's a piece of bread that's truma, but it's tor. So now that it falls into this place where the wine was, it's only a doubt whether it really touched the wine, whether it became tamei or not. So maybe I would say uki truma chazaka. I will leave the truma and the chazaka the way it was before. Before the truma fell into the water, it was tor. So now I have a doubt whether it becomes tamei or not in this water. So in a suffix, I should leave it the way it was before. That's the Kamash will know that here it's pretty for sure. It's pretty sure here that the yain is still in one place. And the tamei, the man that was tamei first went down there, touched the wine, and was matama the wine. So it's all kumarat like koru levadai, that when the kika falls there, it's a big satz, it's a big suffix that even breaks the chazaka. That here we say there's a maisa done here to say that the truma became tamei. Therefore, we have to be naig as if the kikir is suffic her tummy. Okay. That Mishnah says, Midinonu dish ploini shechai the chaberim asayim zuz. Two edim said that Reuven owes $200. Vinyinsu zememin. Then we find out that these two edim were false. So we have to give them kasha zomam. So if Tanakam Ramei holds, loikinu mishalmin. We give them malchus, the overlap of loisana. They said four fadis. And also there's a pash of Kashas Omam. They wanted Reuven to have to pay 200. So now we put that punishment upon these two Edom. They pay 100 apiece. And the May explains, Shaloi HaShem HaMevil Dei Malkus, means the Shem is the posik that gives Malkus, the posik of Leisana, Mevil Dei HaTashumim. That's not the same posik that makes them pay. What makes them pay is Kashas Omam. What you want to employ upon your friend, we put upon you. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. See, holds Leikin U'Meshalmim. We could put upon a person two punishments. Aye, the pasuk says Kedei Rishos, we'll see in the Gemara. He says that goes on Misa and Malkus. But Mammon and Malkus, Rabbi Meir Shitur is, we imply both. If you deserve both, to get Malkus and to have punishment and payment, we give you both. However, the Chom say no. The Klal is, Kol HaMeshalim Ein Aleika. If you have a punishment of paying money, we dash in Kedei Rishos, we only give you one punishment and not two. So we cannot give you Malkus. Aye, how do we know to give you money and not Malkus? Maybe give you Malkus, not money. So that's why she says the Gemara Ksubas Dashans clearly, Tadim Zememim have to pay. The first thing we do is make you pay back the money. Then it's a question, can we give you Malkus also? So Chum say no, when we give you one punishment of payment, we cannot give you a second punishment of Malkus. And the same Machlokes is, Midinon of Bishplani Shukhai of Malkus, Aboyim, two Edom said upon Reuven he did a chet that he deserves to receive Malkus. So two Edom wanted Reuven to receive Malkus. Then these two Edom were caught to be liars. They never saw the action. So now also, Rabbi Meir Shitur is Leikin Shemainim. We give them two times Malkus, 480. Why? Mishum Leisan Abreichai Eid Shoker. There's one lav every Edom Zaymam is over that he said Eid Sheker. And secondly, Umishum Yasisim Lekashi Zomam. Divrei Rabbi Meir, there's the Kasha Zomam. You wanted to employ Malkus upon your friend falsely, so now that you're caught, we give it back to you. So Rabbi Meir says, we give you back two punishments. But Chom Maimim no, again, Ein Loikin El Abun. Chom say no, we do not give you Malkus twice. Here we'll have to see in the Gemara, why not? Here it's not as Kedei Rishosrei. The same punishment twice is not called Kedei Rishosrei. We'll see in the Gemara why you don't receive twice. Chom say no, you only receive one time Malkus and not twice. Now the Gemara says, Bishleim of the Rabban, I understand the Rabban's shot in the ratio. When Edom